B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is the 5 o'clock hour. It is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You know, Guided Door and Window, the big summer sales event, they've extended it through this month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's get back to the phones. We start the 5 o'clock hour with Pat in Newark. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello. What's Mike, up, Pat? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Waiting for the storm to come.
You know, I didn't realize the storm was coming. We got a storm out here, Bella?
Apparently, it looks like the apocalypse outside.
It does? Mm-hmm. It's really?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, my.
It's really dark here in Newark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of the Inside Training Camp.
Mm-hmm.
On the Football Network.
Right.
And besides that, it just seems like the Eagles are getting no respect at all. I haven't seen them one time on Inside the Train, and I've seen every other team.
Well, they'll probably get around to them.
Yeah,
I don't know why the NFL Network would do that. They're only a Super Bowl contender. You would expect that they would be, you know, I don't think they're intentionally slighting the Eagles. You would think the other way around, that they would be interested in a team as a Super Bowl contender.
Well, that was my thought,
mm-hmm.
But like for the past week, it's been nothing but Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you know, they've got the Zeke. Yeah, it's a storyline there.
And right now, they're in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, it's the storyline. It's the Zeke storyline. But I would think that the Carson storyline is a good one, too, for them to cover. I don't know how much, like, have you watched it, like, 24-7? So, like, have you not seen him at all? I don't know. I don't watch the NFL Network.
I have not seen him at all, except for, like, they had a little spot one time when the linebacker got hurt. And that's been
mm-hmm. it. So, and you watch it diligently?
Yes.
I can't answer. You got me. I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Okay, I just want to ask that and see what your guys' thought was on the respect.
No, I think the team is getting great respect throughout the NFL. So it's unusual that you tell me this. I mean, they're picked as one of the top two teams in the NFC. So
and they have hardly no players in the top 100. Up like in the top.
Yeah, that's okay.
50,
you don't get carried away with that kind of thing. Look, the team overall is good. The team overall is a Super Bowl contender and an NFC contender. So you can't hide that from national football people.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right,
I mean, that was it, Mike. That's the reason I called.
All right, man. Thank you for the call, Pat, in Newark. Let's go to Eric in Trenton. Eric.
Mikey Mahay.
What's going on, Eric?
I know you have a lawyer's background from going to school. But what cracks me up most is how somebody could come up with an opinion so strong, and in 30 seconds, you got them to flip the script.
Well,
know?
I just throw the other, you know, logical side back at them, and they may not have pondered. That's all I do.
But it's like you're giving them Jedi mind tricks. It's really funny.
Yeah, that's the thing about logic. Sometimes it's a Jedi mind trick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I think you should have general knowledge on Tyrone's opinions, because I find them quite interesting sometimes.
Yes,
like
his opinions are very interesting. Club Tyrone is a very interesting premise. Tyrone is also very pro-player, and he is anti-NCAA.
Well, I can't blame him there.
Yes.
But, I mean, with the squashing of the bugs, I can understand squashing a mosquito, squashing a fly, because they promote diseases or carry diseases, and then he's going to let the millipede go.
Yeah, well, you don't have any choice with a fly. You can't catch a fly. You can catch a millipede.
Right.
So it all depends on what insect you can catch. For me, I swat a fly. I don't have any remorse at all. But if I see a millipede, I'll just, you know, get it in a tissue and throw it outside.
It's like I kill a wasp, but I wouldn't kill a bee.
Well, yeah, because a wasp can sting you.
Well, so can a bee.
I swat bees, too.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Because
that's how you end up with a big tomato plant with no tomatoes growing and just a bunch of flowers. Yeah, and I'll take a question because I need to get some tickets.
I thought you wanted to talk about that golfer.
Oh.
Thorn Bjorn.
Somebody should have beat him down right there on the plane.
Well, first class, I don't know. Maybe they were pacifists. Yeah, maybe they were suit-wearing people. They didn't want to get their clothes dirty. As soon as the guy stands up and goes for his fly, I'm tackling the dude.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Because, I mean, that's the wrong is the wrong.
Exactly. All right, are you ready? It's a general knowledge question for you.
Absolutely, sir.
Here we go. What was the name of the American plan to rebuild Europe during World War II? I'll give you a hint. A university in West Virginia is named after it. Well, it's not technically named after it, but it has the same name. Randy Moss went there.
Marshall.
Correct. Now, what's the answer? What's the full answer?
I don't know. The
Eric,
first
are you
name.
Coming to FanFest already?
Yeah, but I need to get tickets for my nephew.
What do you think? Should I get after all those hints? Should we give it to him? Tyrone Lannister makes the decision. Oh, you're out. Sorry, Eric, you're out. It's the Marshall Plan. All right, too many hints there. Rob in Philly. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's up, Rob?
I called yesterday. I want to apologize. I didn't acknowledge how's it going, Natalie. How's it going, Tyrone?
Yeah, they know you love him.
Hey, all I wanted to say, Tyrone, it was a 1 minute clip. I don't think you should have gave it to him. I mean, it's a lot to give in 1 minute, like you said. So I think you gotta think about that. It was in practice at that too. I mean, I think you could make some pretty good jump shots in practice if you were on that court too.
Well, you know, he is playing full court and he does have an NBA player playing him. So
I give you that. Like you said, but at the same time, like I told you yesterday, it's all about in game. Mm-hmm. When that whistle blows, it's a completely different environment. Mm-hmm. Out there.
Well, that's why I don't get conned by it. That's why show me the game, and I'm in. I'll raise a Ben flag at the center.
The second thing, all right, with the whole criteria changing for, I'm agreeing with Tyrone on this one. Only because if it's like you said, you have some experience in the law field, so same here. A public defender representing you, a random agent, somebody who you don't know, you can't trust them. If you have somebody who's going to at least give you the chance and say, hey, I'll represent you and actually take the time to look into everything, I'm going to take that, especially somebody who's going to care about your future. Like you said, some of these people don't care about your future when it comes to
So that's why you get a guy who doesn't have a college degree or a law degree?
No, I completely agree. I recommend getting the lawyer all the time. Uh-huh. But if you don't think about this, some people don't have a lawyer who's close to them who they can trust and they've known for years. So you have a guy who's willing to take the chance and say, hey, I'm going to give this guy a chance and say, hey, I know he cares about me, which I'm not saying that. It's two different things when you're going into a court of law and you're going into a business meeting. But
yeah, have you ever seen a contract?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay. Yeah. So you know there's words like heretofore and force majeure and notwithstanding, subject to the foregoing and the wherefores and the whyfores. You know all that, right?
No, exactly.
All right, so you have no idea what that is, not even English.
Well, can I say this? There's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion all the time. I wouldn't say to go in.
Okay,
there
so then what's the way you get the second opinion from a lawyer? So why not require the guy who represents you to be a lawyer?
I said I do agree and I disagree, but I do agree that you should always get the second opinion.
So how come you don't have a beef in football when they require a graduate degree to be an agent? No beef there.
It's true.
You don't understand why? Nobody seems to have a problem with that. The NCAA comes out of the blue and says, you know, protect kids, you know, instead of hiring somebody from their neighborhood where they can get taken, they hire a legitimate. So everybody has a problem with that because it's the NCAA, the big bad NCAA. NFLPA, boom, you got to have a graduate degree or get out.
Yeah, but that's the big difference. The NFL, who pays people, makes that rule. The NHL makes that rule. MLB makes that rule. This is not the
you
NBA
are still
making the
under
rule.
The rules of the NCAA, and if you don't want to be, the school can disassociate itself with the NCAA. You don't have to be a member of the NCAA.
This is individual players here. You're asking, okay, if you don't want to follow this rule, Syracuse has to stop being an NCAA. That's not reasonable, Mike. You're not being reasonable.
I'm going to even
further.
That's not even reasonable.
Not only can you not represent a client with just a college degree, you need a law degree to represent a client in every sport.
Yeah, that would be foolish.
And that's not foolish.
It would be foolish.
Because 3 to 4 sports already require it. All right, so I got an email from an agent.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to think.
And he says, it's ridiculous that Rich Paul or anyone could have become a certified NBPA agent without a college degree. NFLPA requires a graduate degree, which is not even strong enough. Whether a law degree or not should be the standard, there are serious legal aspects to contracts and representation that truly can be considered practicing law without a license.
So an agent who's mad about other people taking his business has an axe to grind, and you're an attorney as well. Rich Paul's been a great agent.
Rich Paul got lucky.
Okay.
He represented LeBron James, and because he represented LeBron James, other clients came to him. Do you think he's actually going over a contract, reading letter law?
Wait a minute. In this particular case, because it's the NCAA rule.
He's wealthy enough to hire major attorneys.
Fine, this is the NCAA rule, not NBA rule. This is the NCAA rule. These are for players that want to enter the draft. You do not have to be an attorney to decide, hey, man, I'm talking to these people, because they're not doing any contracts with this rule. What they're doing is, what this rule is for, a player who's going to be, he thinks he's going to be picked between 20th and 30th. He goes and goes, it could be anybody says, you know what, I think you got a guarantee from the Bucks at 23, so you should stay in.
Loosening the requirements for these guys that they can talk to anybody. They're going even further, saying you can discuss now a contract with an agent. They're going even further.
But you can, no, that's impossible, because you're doing this, the draft deadline before you have to go back to school is way before you ever negotiate any contracts.
But here's the great
you're
thing
mixing
about you.
Things that don't make sense, Mike, on purpose, because people don't know better, so they'll come on your side.
No.
But I do know better.
I don't care who's
you're
on
making
my,
up the
care.
Argument
first of
as
all,
you go,
you,
though.
You know I don't care who's on my side. I don't care who's on my side. What I'm telling you is what I think is right.
Fine.
All right, now here's the second thing. You have a beef. God forbid you require a guy who wants to be an agent to fly to Indianapolis to take a test. That's prohibitive to you?
Yeah, that's very stupid. And it only takes care of large firms. If I'm a young attorney, yes, even an attorney, and I'm young and I'm going to represent a person, but I am a person who's a young attorney who has student loan debt like some young attorneys have, it is prohibitive to take a flight to Indianapolis on my own dime to take a test that's arbitrary based on person who will never pay me.
Yeah.
To represent my nephew.
Ridiculous. If you want to be an agent, there's got to be some price to pay. You just don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm an agent. Well, at least they're requiring an examination.
So make the test online.
You have to test.
Then make the test online. Why would you make the test
because
in person
online,
in Indianapolis?
You can cheat. That's why.
I have a question.
Why don't they put the SAT online? Because you're cheating.
Because of volume. A lot of tests are online now in colleges.
You can cheat on an SAT online.
A lot of tests are in colleges online. There's online colleges. What do you mean? Like, that's not I'm not saying something taboo, Mike. There's whole colleges that are only online.
It's like,
taking a test online.
It's so minuscule requirement to fly
ridiculous.
To Indianapolis to take a test to be an agent. It's
that's
like
spoken
absurd.
Like a rich person. I couldn't afford to get to Indianapolis. Yes.
Talking like a rich person.
Yes. You think it's easy to take a flight to Indianapolis just if you don't have money?
So borrow the money, and when you become an agent, because you're going into a profession where you're going to make money anyway, just like any other profession where you have to borrow money to go to college to seek your profession, it's the same thing.
No, I've already done that, and now I have to do it again with an artificial thing made up by the NCAA, and that player may not even enter
the
league. No, in this scenario, Mike, the player may not even go to the pros. That's the point of the process. Therefore, I'm doing this on my own dime. The player may go back to school and I get no money.
On your own dime, you got to take a test flight in Indianapolis. Well, then don't be an agent. That's the requirement.
So only rich people should be agents.
From which, somebody.
Like Al Horford's agent has said, this is only about,
it's
about taking care
test.
Of the big agencies only. That's what this is about.
You know, I'm not a rich guy, okay? You know what my background is.
I know where you started, and I think you forgot when you talk about this subject.
Oh, you do? Here's what I
know about you.
You hate the NCAA.
I'm transparent about that.
Okay.
I'm honest.
So you want players to be paid. So everything that flows from the NCAA is wrong to you.
No, this is wrong.
And Natalie, what did you have to say?
I was just wondering why I see both of your sides. I do. I see both of them and where you're coming from. However, why should the NCAA be able to dictate who a player wants personally if that's somebody that they find trustworthy?
Because they are protecting the person from themselves. They are protecting the person from themselves. They are protecting a person who may not know better and not know the legal ramifications that are involved in being a representative for a client. Rich Paul got lucky. He shouldn't be the standard.
Right, right. I mean, he is the exception. He's not the standard generally. So do you feel like that perhaps they feel some, like slighted in some sort of way that they weren't able to capitalize on that?
Here's what should happen.
There has to be a balance, that's all I'm saying.
Rich Paul and the people who have become agents before this legislation that they want to put in should be grandfathered. It shouldn't punish Rich Paul. He did it when there was
a time. And it worked for him.
All right, good.
Right.
So grandfather him in. But from this point on, it seems to me be a prudent regulation. Joe in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Yeah, Tobias Harris, Dan, he might have been a good job as an agent. I'm calling about Harper, man. This one, I think, man. I think the dude, man. Everything started on such a huge delay, man. He's basically signed to the Phillies before the season. You got 24 hours to basically report to a team in a town you don't live in and don't play in. And I mean, you get here, man. You get the keys handed to him to the city. You fill out jerseys. I mean, in all that whirlwind, you get booed. You know what I mean? You get mercifully booed like 2 months later. I mean, I think it's like I think that could wheel anybody's mind. I mean,
he's not getting booed. Where's he getting booed?
I'm talking about he was getting booed early on this season.
Yeah, he got booed. It was a smattering of boos for that were stupid people. That wasn't the majority.
Yeah,
they've been pretty accepting of Bryce Harper in this town. They haven't booed him.
But they started a little bit booing too early, a little early, though.
That was nothing.
They put bags on their head or nothing like that. But after when he went through this magical journey he went through, even, you know, like months after they get booed.
Dude, there were about 10 people that booed. It wasn't a majority of boo. It wasn't even considered a boo.
Well, it was enough to have a conversation.
No, it wasn't. Come on.
That's not true!
Come on.
But I think it's a lot of pressure on you because it's like when you got the Philly, the lights got a little bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like if, okay, if she big Matt, if she big Washington, imagine what she feel for us. On a simple fact that, okay, you made your bones in Washington, but then now you come to Philadelphia for 13 years. $300 million and a
fan. Hey Joe, did he not have a choice?
No, okay.
Well, guess what? He signed for the most money in baseball. Was there a provision that there's going to be no pressure with that?
No, but he just became that much bigger of a person.
Okay, well then you got to handle it. If you're willing to sign for the $330 million, you know it's going to come. You got to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's probably what he's going through. I mean, just this whole year, like you said, I think he does deserve a year to get himself together because this whole thing just started so late.
I agree. I think next year's going to be a different year for him. But guess what? Come September, if he fails when they fall out of the race, he's going to get booed. And he should because he's capable of carrying a team and the weight of his salary tells people that he's supposed to be capable of carrying the team.
Yeah.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question? You want to go to Fan Fest?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is SAT vocabulary words that start with a B, and are multiple choice.
Sure.
So I give you the word bane, B-A-N-E. That's either A cause of misery or affliction, B, a person who commits fraud, C, the place where two rivers meet, or D, a legal document such as an arrest warrant.
C.
Incorrect. Sorry. The bane of my existence. That's Tyrone in his NCAA comment. Tyrone is the bane of my existence.
That was intense.
Right now. 610-632-0975. Coming down the home stretch. Back after this, Mike Misnelli Show, NBC Sports Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, final Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Central Landscapers, you're looking to repower, zero turn, or walk by Heinmauer. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Over 900 votes today. Mike, do you think we had the wrong perception of Bryce Harper's personality? 46% say yes, 54% say no, so he is exactly who they thought he would be.
All righty then. Okay, so like, I decided I want to be president. Well, wait a minute. That means I'm going to have to get a low-level office and work my way up the chain, and it's going to be expensive to do that. So, but it's America. I can be president if I want. I want to be an agent. Okay, well, it's America. You can be an agent, but here's the thing. You got to get a degree, and then you got to take a test, and it's going to cost you an extra $500 to get a flight to Indianapolis. What? Oh, okay. There are rules and regulations for it. You just can't be somebody you want to be without doing something, some kind of sacrifice. It's a sacrifice, right? If you want a high-profile job, there's a cost involved.
This was a brand-new rule, not made by a league, named by a non-binding entry, and it's about players in which you may not recoup any of said money. If the NBA makes the rule, it's completely different.
Okay.
These are for players who may or may not go to the draft. Therefore, the only people who will then take on those clients are people at big firms. And there will never be another Rich Paul, whether he's in college or not. And that's what this rule does. It makes it to where Rich Paul can't happen. And that's wrong.
Until the NCAA relinquishes control of college institutions, I guess the NCAA is going to make the rules.
They say it doesn't make the rules for any of the other sports, though. The leagues make the rules, and everyone except this one. This one's different. This one's wrong.
Okay. I don't think it's that wrong. Kyle in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle? Kyle?
I'm here.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, so I'm going to call about a caller last week. I forget what his name was, but he was talking about how he was at the Phillies game, doing the Fanatic, and he's right. I was there on Sunday, second deck, left field. He was shooting hot dogs with Raul. And I heard some boos.
Yeah, they ran out of hot dogs.
I mean, they might have run out of hot dogs.
That's why they were booing. The gun ran out of hot dogs. And then Raul started throwing.
Yeah, well, I think he might have been booing because we were losing 5-0, but that ain't the Fanatic's fault.
They weren't booing the Fanatic, bro. Come on.
I don't know.
They were booing the notion that the Fanatic ran out of hot dogs in his little shooter.
Well, that ain't right either.
All right. Ay-yi-yi.
I was at the game. That didn't happen.
Rick and the Poconos. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rick.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Rick?
The man, the legend.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I just sort of want to, like, feel you out. Like, what do you think the Phillies have to do to get back on pace? Like, we cannot let the Mets pass us.
They can't do anything. I hate the douse your enthusiasm. If they make the playoffs, it'll be a matter of survival. They don't have the pitching staff to make the playoffs. They don't have hitters that hit all together. So how they're going to make the playoffs would be a miracle to me. Now, they're still in it, so that's why I'm holding them. I'm at bay here. But logically, if you look at them, how can they get back on track? There's no abundance of pitchers that are going to fly from the sky that are going to help them get back on track. So the chances are they're not.
Yeah, and Kapler, would you keep him or just let him fly?
Well, here's what I go by: the reality of things. I would try to get a different manager. I know they're not. Gabe Kapler is going to be the manager next year because what they're going to look at is, oh my God, look at this. We almost made the playoffs and look at the pitching staff we had. It's frankly a miracle. So Gabe must have done a good job and he's going to be back. Guaranteed he's going to be back.
Yeah, what I've seen when he did with Irwin,
The front office has not supplied the requisite talent, but Gabe hasn't handled it well either. There's so many bad fundamental plays that this team makes, and they seem disinterested a lot. They're not thinking the game. That's the manager's fault. So if it were up to me, I would make a change, but they're not.
Man, that stinks.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. Top grossing movie stars ranked by the amount of revenue that the movies bring in. So number one was Samuel L. Jackson. Number two was Robert Downey Jr. for Endgame. Scarlett Johansson was three. Number four, his movies grossed $5.11 billion, and his top grossing movie was The Force Awakens. What actor am I looking for?
Harrison Ford.
Correct! Harrison Ford, $5.11 billion.
He did Indiana Jones, Star Wars. I mean, that alone covers a big chunk of it.
Who's fifth?
I think I know fifth. Natalie, you should guess fifth. It's a person you know.
Fifth?
Top grossing movie, Toy Story 3.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Correct. Sixth, $4.80 billion. Top grossing movie, Endgame. Another one of your faves.
In Endgame?
Another one of your faves.
I don't think I've ever seen Endgame.
You know who's in it, though.
Is it Leo?
No.
No, he's not in
another
that.
Another one of your other faves. Local.
Bradley Cooper.
That's correct. Bradley Cooper. Let's go to John in Abington. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, John?
Not much. I know you guys are very passionate about this stuff, needing a college degree to represent somebody as an agent.
Mm-hmm. And, I say law degree. I go further.
I mean, the only thing is, I think it's very short-sighted. Anybody can study and pass a test, but who can apply it? So if I'm an agent, I don't have a college degree, but I got four lawyers on my team who do have degrees. Why should that preclude me from being an agent?
Well, how do you know you have four lawyers? Like, where are you hiring four lawyers? If you're just a guy, where are you getting the money to hire four lawyers?
I could bring them to the meeting when I meet with you to represent you as an agent.
And then they're going to charge you. Where are you getting the money to pay for it?
Well, you see how much agents make.
The guy's not an agent yet. Right, they're talking about guys that are going to represent. Maybe he is an agent, so he would have the money. So you're saying he already is an agent. He has the money from his agency, and he can hire lawyers to look at the contract, and that's what makes it all right.
Well, maybe I don't know the whole rule altogether. Is this for brand new agents just starting, or for agents that have been existing?
No, it's for all agents representing new clients.
So if I've been an agent, I've been out there representing people for the last 20 years. And I want to represent a new client is coming up right now. I no longer can represent any additional clients.
Right now, you would have to have a college degree to do it, and you would have to take the test.
So, but if I've been in there, there's no grandfather clause. I've been doing this for 20 years.
Not grandfathered. Now that's what I say. It should be grandfathered.
I absolutely agree. It should be grandfathered. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we're on the same track there. So,
all right,
brother.
All right, man. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not all bad. Should be grandfathered. Let's go to Raheem in Camden. Raheem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Raheem.
Hey, Mike, you're giving me a headache today, Mike. Mike, you actually agree with this NCAA new rule?
I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the racial component. Rich Paul, a young African-American, because he don't have a college degree, he can no longer get new clients?
I said that it should be grandfathered.
But NCAA did this. Come on, do you believe NCAA really cares about these student-athletes? They take advantage of these student-athletes all the time. This is the Rich Paul rule because...
I'm not looking at it like a backlash rule. And you may look at it that way. It's your choice to look at it that way. And maybe it is. I'm just looking at the prudency of it. To me, an athlete gets better protected by an attorney.
Hey, Mike.
An attorney has to adhere to professional rules of ethics.
Hey, Mike, do you believe Rich Paul did a good job as an agent?
Well, was it difficult for him to do a good job as an agent? He had LeBron freaking James. Was that difficult? I could be super agent if I had LeBron.
Now he has Anthony Davis, Ben Simmons.
Why? Why does he have it? Because Rich Paul and his silver tongue? Or because of LeBron James?
Oh, Rich Paul is a pioneer as far as aging NBA right now.
He's a pioneer because he got LeBron. Stop.
Come on, Mike. Hey, Mike.
What?
Hey, Mike. Let me name some people who don't got college degrees. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Ted Turner.
Good for them. They were individual businessmen and made it. I'm talking about representing people. I'm talking about that. You don't have to have a college degree. You want to start your own business and become a zillionaire? Go ahead. I'm just talking about representing people. People are better represented in legal issues by legal people. All right. Take Bill in Collingswood. Seawood? Is that Collingswood?
Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Yeah, that is Seawood. Yeah, that
What's
is
What's up, Bill?
Awesome conversation. That was the most compelling television that I've seen in the last... I've been off for 60 days. I laid my Harley down. That was the most compelling television. I mean, I watched all that crap. Yeah, I watched Wendy Williams, and I watched all this stuff. That was the most compelling television I've seen in 2 months off, dude. That was awesome. You and Tyrone, that was great, guys. Oh, my answer is... Will Smith, and yeah, I'd like some tickets.
Your answer is Will Smith.
Well, he's got to be up there in the top 10, no?
No, he's actually not.
No?
No, he's not in the top 10, but that's not going to be your question anyway. We move on to topic, different topics.
Well, still, that was awesome television. Guys, I'm telling you, I've been off for 2 months. All I've been doing is watching television. My bike's on the sideline, and I'd love to see, you guys would love to see my bike. I'm telling you, you would love to see my Harley.
Bring it to FanFest if you get tickets for it.
I will.
And we'll come out of the parking lot and admire it. I'll bring a soft cloth. All right? All right. Now, what did you want to say about agents? Anything? Did you have anything to say about it? Or
I'm a carpenter. I ain't a lawyer. I'm a carpenter.
All right. You're probably a great carpenter. You don't need a college degree. I'm not saying
that
everybody.
You have to go to school. You have to be an apprentice.
You have to have a training ground. Yes, that's all I'm saying. Everybody has to have a training ground for something.
Yes, correct. You have to put in something to get something.
That's all I'm saying.
That's why I agree with you. But on the other hand, I agree with Tyrone, but I don't know. I got to look into this crap.
All right, look into it. I mean, you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's the general knowledge category.
Will Smith.
No, it's not Will Smith. Let's see if I can give you this one here. All right,
Will
here
Smith.
It is. Who won Academy Awards for portraying a disabled Irishman, a violent oil baron, and an American president?
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, they're great roles. Disabled Irishman, a violent oil baron, and an American president.
Was it the dude that was on Run Force Run, Captain?
Sorry, Bill, you're out. Daniel Day-Lewis. So I guess it was My Left Foot was disabled.
That's the first
Irishman.
One, yeah.
Violent oil baron was Where There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
American President Lincoln.
Lincoln.
All right, coming up, it's Sound Off right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli.
On 97.5 The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound
All right, time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Keep that number handy. If you've got something to say, hit us up, like in the middle of the Phillies game when you see some stupid play or a strikeout with man on base. Hit us up, leave a message. We may make yours a feature on Sound Off.
The last night's game is a microcosm of the problems with this season. Your two best RBI guys come up with the bases loaded, and they both strike out. They get zero runs. I believe the next half inning, Ranger Suarez gives up two runs and they lose the lead and they end up losing the game. If your two best RBI producers can't get clutch hits, even though Harper has great numbers, how are you going to win?
Yeah, well, you're right. And lately he doesn't have great numbers. And that's more dependent on the hitter to come through because you can't trust your bullpen from day to day. But these bullpen are like kickers. Yeah? One day they're Cody Parkey and next day they're Jake Elliott.
Mike, is it a violation that I switched off Philly's home run derby to watch TBT basketball? 40-year-old Ohio State has been playing for $2 million. Actually, wasn't terrible.
It was good basketball, and they're not 40-year-old has-beens. These are guys that are professional players in Europe. They're like in their late 20s, and, you know, that's about early 30s, maybe. That was good ball, man. Surprisingly good basketball.
The great period that you talk about might cost us a playoff spot because this guy, the way I see it, he's trying way too hard. Relax, swing the bat, play baseball. You're costing us games. We can't win two in a row because these guys can't go on any kind of a tear.
I agree. And you see, the Phillies are incapable of doing what the Mets do. The Mets have won, what, 11 or less? Well, it's because they try to have pitchers. So it's more incumbent upon the offense to carry them. And they haven't won more than four in a row since how long then?
All year, which is the last time a Phillies team had this short of a longest winning streak was 1990, a team that won 77 games.
Jeez, that's ridiculous. But that's the pitching.
Barrel accuracy. Seriously, Gabe, barrel accuracy. Did you just make this up off the top of your head? Were you drinking too much of your coconut oil? What is going on? Barrel accuracy? Can you please explain this new terminology that he just decided to make up after they got smoked again by a subpar team? Great.
Yeah, the words that come out of his mouth are ridiculous because it's just so indigenous to Gabe. And like the last night, you trotted out the B swing. You know, we have our B swing going, which is the shorten up swing.
Guess what, Gabe Kapler? I don't care if you have to pitch or hit and clean up. Ben Simmons, I don't care if you shoot underhanded the rest of your life. You know what it's time for? As Nelly would say, drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
So it's football season, which is nice. And football season is going to come soon enough. But I would like to have a team in the baseball playoffs, so they can be great.
You know what, Mike? Gabe's talking about they're getting men on base. They're not getting enough of hits. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. What's he doing about it? He needs to step up as a coach and do his job, or he needs to get out of there. That's the bottom line. He needs to get more physical and abusive with them guys and tell them like it is. He needs to get on his game plan. He's a fraud.
He needs to get more physical and abusive. Oh, I tell you what, as soon as Reese steps in the batter's box, here comes Gabe with a Roman candle. Shoot it up his rear. That's going to do it. Come on. Baseball, it's different.
Oh, I just want to tell you, Mike, that I think you are the most gorgeous hunk of man alive.
Ooh. Look at that. How about that?
A gorgeous hunk of man alive.
What else she is. Well, thank you, ma'am. That's really nice of you to say. I don't get that. I don't get that kind of love on Sound Off normally.
She might not have been a ma'am. You never know.
Well, I think she was a ma'am.
No, I mean like older lady.
No, I didn't mean ma'am as being older. I just, it's a term of respect.
Oh,
ma'am.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, that covers all the bases.
Yes.
You don't go miss or ms. You go ma'am. And, yes.
I don't like ma'am.
It's a lady.
Yeah.
Right, let's wrap it.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets up.
We gotta get out of here. Fanatic Baseball Show next. NBC Sports Philly. Quick slants. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.